It's Banners with Someone to You on the Drive.
Algoa FM, it is 28 minutes away from 4. Time to talk farming. Time to talk fibre. Not the kind of fibre that gets your internet to you, but the kind of fibre that travels the world and makes South Africa famous. There's a new general manager in the fibre division of Oefjekar in our area, and we're going to get to know him a little bit. So all the way from Port Elizabeth, South Africa, Jacques Leroux, welcome. You're a relatively recent addition to our area and to Oefjekar.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much. Yes, I am. I've been in the saddle now for all of 2 weeks.
Sure. Well, we're happy to welcome you to our area, and also, I'm sure, to the business. But before we get to the business itself, your background, where did you come from? From where did you land on our shores?
Okay, well, I am an Eastern Cape boykie. I grew up near to Somerset East on a farm. My dad used to be, well, amongst others, an Angora goat farmer. Originally started with what used to be Wolrich sheep back in the day.
Yep.
That evolved into Angora goats, which evolved eventually into bull goats. But luckily, I've left the bull goats behind. And I grew up on the farm, and I went to school in Craddock.
All right. Well, so in other words, welcome back, actually, is the correct term. Then when we're talking about fiber, we're talking about wool, we're talking about mohair, we're talking about the management of this infrastructure in terms of the Oefjekar business. How did you get into the fiber side of the business?
Well, look, a couple of years ago, about approximately 5 years ago, I got involved in a wool processing facility in Uitenhage. And I actually managed that facility for a couple of years until it unfortunately had to close down due to various factors.
Yep.
And from there, I moved to the trading division of a well-known trading company wool trading company in Port Elizabeth, that is. And I managed that business for a couple of years. And, well, from there onwards to OVK, where I am today.
All right. Now, when it comes to fiber and it comes to the trade in wool and mohair and so on, times are changing, fashions come and go, and the business itself evolves continually. Where do you see it? Maybe someone's listening now and they're thinking about investing, or they're part of the business or the industry as such. Where do you, in terms of your experience and your position now, see the fiber trade going in the future?
Well, fiber will always be a valuable commodity worldwide. That's the first thing we've got to each other. You know, agriculture is becoming more and more important in the world today. So fiber is part of that. Fiber is very important in the whole chain of natural products worldwide. And there will always be a future for good quality mohair, good quality wool. You know, there's a move, especially now with COVID, over the last year or two, there's a major move back to more natural products, including natural fibers. So if you a farmer farming with Angora goats or wool sheep, then know this, you will always have a good future for good quality fiber.
And then in terms of the business itself, Oefjekar, you are now obviously a head of fiber, general manager of fiber. What's the vision? What's the plan going forward?
Well, at Oefjekar, the first mission is back to basics. You know, get the basic disciplines right, get the basic service delivery right, present good quality service, customer service to our producers, and, focus on our core business. And add value to our farmers' lives. That's the main focus that we have. So we are here to tell all the mohair and wool producers that Oefjekar is there for them. We've got a new focus. We've got a new vision to get the focus back on service delivery, get the focus back on being, a good partner for all our producers in our areas. So, yes, that's what we want to do by focusing on discipline, focusing on customer service, to get our core business back where it should be, right at the top.
Well, it's been great to introduce you to all of those people. Maybe someone's listening now and they're saying, I need to find a partner like you guys, or they've been dealing with you. What's the invitation in terms of dealing with you in the future? Or maybe if someone wants to begin dealing with Oefjekar and the fiber division, what's your invitation to them?
Well, they are more than welcome to give us a call, to give me personally a call if they want to discuss their business with us. You are more than welcome. I'll give my contact detail just now. But we've got a whole range of products that we can help you with. We've got a whole range of services that we can bring to you. We can do production loans. We can help you. We can assist you with whatever financial or financing needs you have. So any producer is more than welcome to give us a ring, and we will be able to help you to form a partnership with you. We offer strategic partnerships. You can call me at 041. Let me give you my cell number first. That's 082-333-7973.
Right, and they can just call you directly, or I suppose they could call you in the office at...
They can call me in the office as well at 041-406-7500.
At 7500, yeah.
That's indeed correct, yes. So any farmer, any producer of wool and mower out there, you're more than welcome to give me a ring and we can discuss whatever needs you have.
Jacques Leroux, General Manager of Fibre at Oefjokar. Thanks so much for the work you guys do as a company in assisting the folks who produce, who farm, who are an integral part of our economy in the Eastern Cape. And welcome back to the Eastern Cape yourself. Been great chatting.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Algoa FM. Your music. Your world.